It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. That's the number to give us a call. We are very excited because coming up on the program this break, we're going to be talking with Leslie David Baker.
Yay.
From The Office. You guys were all early on The Office. I was late to the party, and now I'm addicted to it like everybody else.
Best show on television. Best scripted show on television.
It is great.
So if he's a man of his word and he calls us on time, we will be speaking with him in approximately 3 minutes and 10 seconds.
On time.
He's very popular.
I want to talk about our Big Mother contest.
Oh, that, yeah.
It's getting better and better. We now only need two sassy pregnant moms.
Is that spelled M-U-T-H-A?
Mother.
Mother.
Big Mother.
Mother.
Only talking about mother.
We need two sassy moms. You have to be at least 7 to 8 months pregnant, and you could win $1,000 American dollars.
Wow.
That buys a lot of diaper, Genie.
Real simple. We're just going to ask you to come down here on Thursday, May 8th. That is Thursday, correct?
Right.
Thursday.
Because today's May 1st.
Right.
I'm keeping track of the calendar.
If you add 7 to 1, you get
8.
And so Thursday is the...
Shut up, Rob.
Thank you.
May 8th is the date. Get all your info to Bethann, that's B-E-T-H-A-N-N, at WJFK.com by May 5th. Oh, she's given a deadline.
Oh, no, has she really?
A deadline. We know how those work on the show. The Big Mother Contest works like this. We're going to have you come down. You go up to Buzz's office, and then it's single elimination until the very end when two are left, and you are judged by a jury of your peers. It's a kind of a popularity contest.
Just the mothers in there getting to know each other. I'll be down here working in the studio.
Here's the question. During a simple four-hour broadcast, can alliances be formed? Is that possible?
I say, yeah. You know, women are crafty folk,
mm-hmm.
and I think they will work to, it's not going to be so much as friends,
but right.
They're going to work to make enemies.
And now, another thing I wanted to talk about is we've been having a lot of fun since the show started, but there's one thing we talked about,
I think,
on day one that hasn't happened, and that's Buzz Babes.
That's right.
Oh,
I'm putting this squarely on your shoulders here. I know you're doing a lot of work. You're doing more work than you've ever done in your natural life.
That's true.
Buzz pointed that out to me the other day.
He points it out to me all the time.
Here's this.
I'm very proud.
Take a look at the stories. He says this to me the other day. He says, take a look at these stories that I have.
Look at all these fabulous stories.
He looks me right in the eye and he says, these are more stories than I have ever written in my life on a daily basis.
That's true.
I get the IM every morning.
I didn't know what I was supposed to say to that. I said, well, you know, I mean, the listeners wanted more of you. You wanted more of you, and I'm very happy. So, I mean, the workload's not killing you.
I love the work.
We had talked about the Buzz Babes.
Yes.
And
Babes.
That's the work he loves the most.
This is a paid position, somewhat. Well, let's be honest.
Will Buzz be paying them?
We found out that Buzz Babes can be promotional type of women that go out and promote the radio station.
Women can actually earn money making appearances either with us or on our behalf at events we just couldn't make it to.
For example, we've got the big Cinco de Mayo party this coming Saturday.
Yes,
we'll be there.
And we're going to be down there from 4:30 to 6:30.
At L'Oreal Plaza on 18th Street.
18th Street, right down, very close to DuPont Circle.
Well, come on by.
We welcome people of all stripes,
That's right.
You know what I mean. So, you know, that would be a perfect place for the Buzz Babes.
So they could be compensated endorsers for the program.
I really didn't want to attach my name to it.
I understand.
I did.
Buzz did very passionately.
Sure.
So he was
my
very,
name and other things.
He was very jacked up to do this.
Don't attach it.
you had talked about perhaps getting a presence on. We're going to have the website up and running, I think, probably in the next week or so.
Right
about that. And the website will have spaces for you to go. But have you thought about maybe putting yourself on Facebook or MySpace?
I think maybe we should. Whatever we need to do to get the job done.
I heard a word there that I don't care for.
The French word for yes.
It was we.
We.
We. Now, this, let me tell you something.
Uh-huh.
Sex machine.
Yes.
This is your deal. Look at Rob and look at me. Okay?
Don't look too long. It'll hurt your feelings.
I have a beautiful, beautiful girlfriend.
You do.
Carla.
Yes.
I have a wife.
I thought I'd throw that in the way things are going
today.
And
I have a lovely wife as well.
I love you, Carla. I know you do, but your wife has a very open mind, and she understands that Buzz Babes will simply be a promotional vehicle for the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's right.
That's all we're talking
about. She knows who she's dealing with.
I'm very excited about this. So what I'd like you to do, and this is just a homework assignment, and I know it's a labor of love for you.
Yes.
Sometime, I don't know. In the next couple of weeks?
Okay.
Is that, that a reasonable time frame? Maybe you can work on this buzz babe.
Let me check with my people.
What if a buzz babe, for example, because I'm thinking on my feet right now.
Yes.
What if a buzz babe wanted to, get involved with you. Oh, wait, is he on the
line?
Can
we table this? We have our guest.
All right, we're going to go right to our guest now. This is very exciting for all of us. Sure. We are all huge Office fans.
Absolutely.
And Rob's got the music. Isn't that exciting? Please welcome from The Office. He plays Stanley. You know this guy, Leslie David Baker. Leslie.
How are you?
Well, the important thing is how are you doing out in Los Angeles?
Wonderful. You know, we just finished our season 4.
Okay.
And we just finished our 6th show, and we start on season 5, July 28th.
Wow. Well, Stan, I called you Stanley. It's Leslie. It's Leslie, and I know that happens to you all the time. I think I probably speak for my compatriots when I just want to say, thank God you are still working at Dunder Mifflin.
Yes.
You didn't take the other job.
Yes.
Thank you. No, they threw a monkey wrench in that. They wouldn't let me go.
Now, tonight's the big night, 9
for
o'clock
you, yeah.
on NBC, The Office. This is a big Stanley episode we got happening tonight, right?
It is. Stanley gets to show his chops tonight.
Yay, cool. Baby!
Those are formidable chops.
Yes.
Let me ask Leslie if Stanley is truly happy working at Dunder Mifflin.
Leslie, you want to know if Leslie wants to know if Stanley is truly happy? I think Leslie thinks that Stanley has been there for 20 years,
yeah,
and
right,
that he is. It's basically a fait accompli.
He's going to be there forever. Uh-huh.
He's going to be there until they hand him his gold watch and his pension, and he's put in this much time, and he's going to hang in there,
you know,
come hell or high water.
Would he be happy anywhere, though?
I think, you know, in terms of he could be unhappier somewhere else. So
really?
He's been doing this so much, you know, for so long, he's got a handle on it.
Okay. I understand. Now, this is for Leslie David Baker. And incidentally, congratulations on being one of the three named people.
Thank you.
It's a wonderful thing. You know,
very distinguished.
Thank you.
I was reading up on you, and this is a relatively new thing to you. You've done a lot of acting, but you don't come from the traditional acting background. As a matter of fact, you probably did work in an office because you worked for the city of Chicago. And how long, the one thing I couldn't get from reading your bio, how long have you actually been out there, you know, hitting the streets out in Los Angeles, trying to get gigs and working as a full-time actor?
I've been working as a full-time actor here in L.A. for 10 years.
Wow, 10
good.
Years. So
yeah,
it's, you know.
Yeah, 10 years.
You know, sometimes newcomers, you know, have been out there, you know, slamming it for a very long time. But this is your first really big break, isn't it, being on The Office?
Yes. Before that, I did, you know, parts on other shows. I had a recurring on The Guardian and was on, did Judging Amy, Malcolm in the Middle, Scrubs, Just Shoot Me.
Right. So you had a full-time career when you're working for the city of Chicago. When you make that determination that you know, you're not a kid, obviously, and you're going to go out and really have a major career change, what motivated you? What made you think, hey, I can go out and do this? Because really, looking at you, Stanley, you look like you know, our in-studio producer Rob and me. You know, you look like you're not leading man material, Stanley. So what made you decide I'm going to go out there and find fame and fortune in L.A.?
I think that's probably because I don't look like what you would consider to be leading man material.
Right.
And I think the tide is starting to change out here, that everybody isn't a size, you know, 28 in the waist and size 40 jacket and, you know, tall with blonde hair, blue eyes. It's, you know, I look like people look.
How do you make the jump? How do you make the jump, though, Leslie? Really, how do you do that? Because I mean, I think of a character actor who was the guy that was in Moonstruck, Danny Aiello.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
He's a guy. What he started at 45 years old, mm-hmm, and you know, he had this incredible movie career. How do you make the jump? Because really, I'd like to leave this all behind me and become a character actor.
Well, I think that once you reach 40, and there's certain things that you've done already. When I moved out here, I was in SAG, Screen Actors Guild. Mm-hmm. I was in AFTRA. I was in Actors Equity. I was in all of the actors' unions.
Right.
When I moved out here, I had 2 national commercials running,
right,
1 regional commercial running. So, you know, I didn't come out here just saying, you know, I think I want to be an actor. I already was an actor.
Right. So you were doing it when you were working for the city of Chicago. You were doing it on a part-time basis.
Right. So I was doing plays, commercials, industrials, and, you know, small parts, and, you know, films and extra work, whatever I could get while I was in Chicago.
And you have musical talents as well, right?
I do. I sing. I did musical theater when I was in Chicago.
What will you be performing for us this afternoon?
This afternoon?
No, I think that we've had some characters on The Office visit with us before, and the thing that amazes me, it is such a cutting-edge show. I don't think that we've seen anything like it in the world of sitcoms. And I always ask the same question, but I have to. I can't imagine how you guys get through those long takes that you do on that show without cracking each other up.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, how do you work in a room with you know, with Dwight Schrute and not be you know, breaking up every 5 minutes?
Well, some days it gets difficult. after four seasons, we've learned to try to harness that, and then there's some days it gets out of control. But, you know, we managed to get through it, and it's such a fun, supportive environment where we're allowed to be creative, where we're allowed to make mistakes, and sometimes out of those mistakes comes the funny.
And longer takes, right, than a lot of shows? You do very long takes on that.
Very long takes. And the reason for that is
in order to get those
uncomfortable moments that we're known for, you have to do those long takes so that it allows that to build. So, and since we don't have canned laughter, we don't have a laugh track, we don't tell you where to laugh. We allow the viewer to find the spot.
Love that.
And can I ask a question at risk of being like a fawning fan? It's in recent memory, I can't think of a show that has been so popular with the people, but also really a critical darling as well. Mm-hmm. Everyone likes The Office. Everyone that watches it seems to like it. At what point on the set or among your peers, or have you ever realized really what you're a part of is so special? Because it really is an amazing show.
We realized that early on that, you know, we were doing something special. I think after we did the first episode, I know I got the feeling that this was something that I had never been a part of before. And when we went to New York for the upfronts last year, and we got a chance to meet some of the fans, and that always, you know, is the icing on the cake. But when we were in Scranton for the convention, that sealed the deal. There was no doubt in our mind.
Is that where you got all the groupies, Leslie? Is that where all the groupies came to your hotel room?
It was our rock star moment, and we got to meet people, and we talked in front of 4,000 fans. They came from as far away as Australia and France. So, you know.
And aside from Star Trek, I don't think any other show has ever had its own convention before, have they?
Not a running show.
Right.
Running.
You know, I was thinking about this question for you, and I know I guarantee you got to tell me if it's been asked before, because I see you have a degree in psychology.
I do.
Am I the first interviewer that's asked you to psychoanalyze yourself on the show?
No.
Okay. See, I knew somebody would ask you that question.
I have a bachelor's in psychology and a master's in human services administration.
Wow. All right. Taking Dwight Schrute out of this, who would be the most who would be the most dangerous character on The Office? I mean, the guy that really is going to show up one day. And incidentally, wonderful plot idea too. I think really we had, you know, and here's how you bill it on NBC, a very special office.
Oh my God.
Who's the most dangerous?
Who's the most dangerous?
Because I think it's you. I think it could be you.
It could be.
That's right. Stanley snaps.
It could possibly be Stanley when you say, you know, it's always the quiet one that you're like, oh, well.
Exactly.
And he's just had just enough, and he comes in with explosive strapped to him or something. You know?
You're so dour and so hangdog as your character, but then when spotted in public and when chatting with us, you're your cheerful, happy guy.
I'm allowed to have a real personality when I'm in public.
Exactly, I think people would be surprised to know just how cheerful you really are.
I know. Isn't that amazing that, you know, I get to do that? But, you know, I get to act out all of that, you know, passive-aggressive and dour pathology at work.
And we know we have to let you go, but a little tip into tonight's episode. So you kind of snap at Michael. That's really what's going on, right? Any more info you can reveal on this show?
Well, you get to learn more about the dynamic between Michael and Stanley and why they are the way they are and how they are and, you know, how do these two men coexist in the same environment.
Great. Well, and, you know, you get it all the time, but we're going to give it to you one more time. Leslie David Baker as Stanley. That is really the greatest comedy on television.
Yeah.
And not only right now, but I think that's been on in quite a while.
I honestly feel, Leslie, in 30 years, they're going to look back on it like The Honeymooners and Dick Van Dyke and All in the Family. This is classic TV in the making.
Keep up the great work, okay?
I hope so. And when they rolled me up on stage at on the gurney, you just say, there he is.
There he is.
Stanley Hudson.
And come by the studio if you're ever in D.C., all right?
All righty. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Leslie DeLauvier. Yeah.
All righty. Bye-bye.
That's Stanley from The Office. Good guy.
Great guy.
I like that guy.
Great character.
I can't believe he does sound that cheerful. I was hoping for a little bit of the dourness in his voice.
Well, the thing about it, and I am late to the party on The Office, but is there anybody... I'm trying to think, because they come to me and they say, Leslie David Baker's available to do the interview. Mm-hmm. And you know, I said, anyone
sure,
on The Office.
Exactly.
I can't think of any character on The Office that I wouldn't want to talk to.
Maybe Pam's future ex-husband, that guy that worked in shipping.
Or Toby, maybe not him.
The guy that's down in the loading dock.
Yeah, with the beard.
You got it. I wouldn't want to interview
yeah,
him.
Yeah, well, you see, that's how you got to try and think of
it. You know the characters better than I do. Right. I'd take the receptionist. What's
sure,
her name?
Jenna Fisher is the actress's
Pam.
Name.
Pam.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I'd take the fat guy. I'd love. That's the next guy I'd like to get.
Oh, the big, big fat guy.
Is there any donuts left?
Oh, and he plays in the police tribute band.
Does he really?
Scrantonicity.
The bald guy, yes.
See, I am late to the party. I don't know everything. All right, but during that whole interview, Buzz, I still was thinking about babes.
Sure. Well, me too, always.
You know, get the blonde from The Office. That could be a Buzz babe, the one with the cat.
The one that's totally weird.
I love her. I think she's great.
As far as Buzz babes, for right now, Beth Ann, can you come to the studio, please? Because I want to really figure this out. I know we're doing a lot of things with the Big Mother and the appearance this Saturday and lots of stuff going on the show, mm-hmm. but I really want to get this moving in the right direction because
I do too.
Analyzing the show over the last 3 weeks, mm-hmm. and gentlemen, what a fine 3 weeks it's really been.
Fine job.
I honestly think 30 years from now they're going to look back on the show and compare it with The Honeymooners.
Incidentally, as far as that interview is concerned, Rob, you can blow smoke with the best of them.
That's true.
Yeah, but you know what?
You put those oversized lips together and you puckered, baby. You did a great job with
him. It's easy when you really love the show.
Yeah, it's true.
You bring on Jim Belushi, I might have trouble.
Now, how can we get this Buzz Babe thinking? Would you maybe have a phone call to the front desk? Or Beth Ann, will you yell, open the door? I don't know whether she can hear me or not. I want to get her in here for a second.
The show intercom apparently not working today.
Yeah. Okay, you know, I know that I'm putting a lot of things on your plate. I know it's continuous. I know it's happening.
Look at her with her hair down.
Right. Buzz babes.
She could be a buzz babe today.
Looks pretty nice today.
Look at you.
Are you,
is there any particular reason for this today?
Looking good.
Well, it's working.
She's very Crawfordy.
Now, this is a look. This is a look that I would cultivate. Do you have a date?
Cultivate? No.
You have something going on? Is there anybody that's here today that might not be here?
Cultivating
Buzz
something.
Burbank. Wow.
No, she does. She looks stupendous today.
Look at him.
How about that? It's lucky they've got a counter between them.
Look at over blue steel over there.
What did I look like yesterday?
You looked fine.
Okay, thank you.
Fine. Well, then fine. I went for it automatically.
Have a good show.
I've got a question for you.
Okay.
Buzz babes.
Yeah, he wants them.
Well, yeah, and I
we
just
need
the idea of someone who wants to be a Buzz babe. Buzz has the criteria. It's anywhere between the ages of 21
and 22.
And 21 and 45.
21 and 45. If you're a babe and you're in that category,
there are plenty broad. Of
So to speak.
21 exactly. and 40.
But there are 45-year-old babes. There are 30-year-old babes. There are 25-year-old babes. Babes come in all sizes, shapes, and colors.
And are they any less wonderful?
They're all beautiful women.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Okay, so here's the question. Sending a Buzz Babe application or an email that I'd like to be a Buzz Babe to Beth Ann just doesn't work.
I think we should have a form on the
website.
The website.
Click here.
And that they can...
We'll give Matt a form people can fill out.
Okay.
Well, that's like a step, though. What if we wanted to get somebody right now?
I know what the first step should be.
You need a Buzz Babe today.
Well, not today, but I mean, yes, today.
Okay.
All right, 877-36. No, you're an executive producer.
I'll talk to you.
877-365-3636. We will take calls at any time, mm-hmm.
please,
anywhere, right. No matter what we're discussing.
Call myself.
We could be talking to people out in Los Angeles from very popular TV shows. It does not matter.
Right.
I will stop what I am doing. I swear to God, if we get a call from a legitimate potential Buzz babe.
Do you want me to give them my cell phone?
Poor mine.
Oh, no.
No, that's a very bad, because then you'll get the guys going, hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm a Buzz babe.
I have C-cups.
If we can get big mothers, and we're doing very well with that, 7 to 8 months pregnant, then, well, can it be 9 months pregnant as well?
Just as long as it's past 7.5 months.
Right,
yeah.
At least 7 months.
Just about ready to pop.
That's a week, her due date is a week from the contest. fast.
So we're gonna have to run the show on time that day.
Wouldn't that be a publicity grabber?
That's what I'm saying.
Rob and me with our and Buzz with our hands all wet.
Buzz ripping up a bed sheet.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Buzz cutting the cord.
Oh my God.
With his teeth.
We digress, though. I'm talking about Buzz Babes.
We're getting
right
ahead
now.
Of ourselves.
And I'd like to add something to this.
Well,
this is good.
This will not possibly go well.
This will be great.
All right, go ahead.
If you don't want to email or contact, just show up. Right. To L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant this weekend for a face-to-face interview with Buzz.
It's a fine idea.
Fine.
That's good.
It's got to start somewhere.
That's a little transparent, but I mean, I like it.
I knew you would.
Transparent is good.
If you'd like to be a
Buzz something babe, transparent.
Diaphanous is good.
Should I have applications
that's
ready
a good idea,
to
though.
Out?
Wear something transparent. That's a good idea. Come to the L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant. I'm hearing amazing things about this restaurant.
Yes, but it's going to be fun.
I'm
yes.
really hearing that this place.
Do they have fajitas?
Rob, not regarding food. It's got great food, but VZ was telling me this is a very nice hangout, and the password was Hi Candy.
Really?
Yeah, so well, nice. Now that I say that, we'll have the Sausage Fest. Yeah, we'll have 350 helmets down there.
Perhaps I need a large butterfly net.
Hi, I'd like to be a Buzz Babe. All right. But anyway, if you want to be a Buzz Babe, come to see us at L'Oreal Plaza Restaurant or
please.
Call anytime.
Please.
877-365-3636. We'd love to hear from you. It'd be a lot of fun. We got to take a short break. We'll be back with more tomfoolery. And want to thank Leslie David Baker from The Office.
Yeah.
That's 9 o'clock Eastern Time on MBC. And Bethany, you look very nice.
Thank you.
Stupendous and diaphanous.
We'll be right this after back.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.